It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is Sewing by Pride. This is our podcast. Good to be with you again. We're just 2 weeks away from the start of training camp. Exciting stuff. We're there. It's Tuesday night, and the podcast will go up on everywhere you get podcasts. Silver and Black Pride is everywhere. Don't you forget that. And Wednesday morning, it'll go up on the website, Silver and Black Pride, which we got packed day-to-day stuff. Got a huge announcement on Wednesday that I think loyal listeners, readers, are going to really enjoy. So please check that out. Team reports on the 27th, and then practice starts on the 28th. So let's go, let's go, let's go. You know what I like to do on this site? You know what I like? I like making you guys the smartest, the most informed people in the Raider Nation. That's my job. Your job is your job. Your life, you have a family, all that. My job is to get as much information as possible. I don't get it all. Sometimes stuff slips through, but most of it, and I like reviewing it with you every week. So let's go. Boy, Derek Carr will not stop talking about Davante Adams. He said it again. He said it twice. And I think he's having fun with it, obviously. Now, players do, you know, recruit other players that, you know, on social media or for former teammates, and these guys were college teammates at Fresno State and remain close friends. But this still is a little unusual, and I think Derek is having a little fun with it. I don't think Derek Carr has a mean bone in his body. But I think he may be like, okay, I can recruit Devontae. Devontae is a guy who's a free agent next year, but you know what? He's a long way from being a free agent because the Packers can franchise him, and if you don't think they're going to franchise him, well, a lot of people think he's the best receiver in football, so he might be franchised. Or they might get a deal done with him. You know, we'll see, you know. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, there was talk. We know the talk. Aaron Rodgers wants to go to either the Raiders or the Broncos. Well, don't you think that has to piss off the quarterbacks in those two teams just a little? Because even though Aaron Rodgers didn't say it, these credible sources that had said it, so they have to know, hey, yeah, I'll go to the Raiders. Yeah, I'll go to the Broncos. Yeah, I'll go to the 49ers. That's not going to happen. None of them may happen. But, so Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not saying he's doing it, I'm just wondering. Okay, you want to steal my job? I'm going to talk about stealing your best player, your best teammate. So I think they're just having fun here. It's just gamesmanship. We'll see what happens. But this is a little unusual. It really is. I want to give kudos, tip of the cap to Derek Carr for some really strong words he said last week while he was in Tahoe at the American Century Golf Tournament about Carl Nassib. You know, Carl is a very important figure. You're going to be hearing a lot about him, the first openly gay, active NFL player in history. And it's just, again, I've told you this, I'm proud to be covering this team during this time. And I feel a real responsibility. Derek made a statement right after Carl came out, and it was kind of vanilla, and some people kind of said, but Derek was stronger last week and basically said, we got this guy's back. You mess with him, you mess with us. And I liked that. I thought that was cool, and Derek's the leader of this football team, and that's what he's supposed to do, and it was great, and I was really impressed. Also last week, a lot of Derek Carr talk. He said, hey, we could have been 12-4, and Pro Football Talk did a thing, and Derek Carr, we're like, you know, four plays away from being 12-4. That's fine, but as I pointed out, and other people did too, I tweeted, some people got pissed at me. I don't know why would you get pissed about it. It was not smart alecky. It was just as factual as Derek's comment was. And it was just, I say, well, hey, you're 5 plays away from being 3-13. What you are is you're 8-8, and that's what you are. You're an 8-8 football team last year. That's what they were. They weren't this close to being 12-4. If they were this close to being 12-4, they were that close to being 3-13, 4-12, 5-11. And I don't think that was... football is crazy. Crazy shit happens. Games are close, especially when you have a team that is much better on one side of the ball than the other. They're gonna play a lot of games, close games, and they're gonna probably end up about 500. And that's what the Raiders were. But everybody's fooling themselves that they think their Raiders were this close from being an elite team last year. They weren't. There was a lot of freaking wins last year that they had that could have gone the other way. And again, that's no knock on anybody. That's just reality. And I think when you deal in reality, you have a better chance of getting to where you want to be. And all Derek was doing was being, and I'm not knocking him here. I'm not. All he was being was positive, and I get it. And some people say, oh, well, you know, Derek's half full, glasses half full, you're half empty. No, it's just, they're 8-8. That's the reality. So, time's over being positive. Time is here to go make plays. And that's what they all got to do. So, there you go. You know, a guy who does a lot of Raider film work, B.D. Williams, he had some tweets last week about Kayshon Nixon, how he's the best gunner on the team, and it's not even close, and he's probably going to make the team for a special teams play. And if that's the case, and I totally trust BD, and I like BD, and again, we have something to talk about here soon. If that's the case, some guys aren't going to make the team, you know, because that cornerback position is so loaded with names. But I mean, Meek Robertson, Hobbs, you know the veterans that they signed. So there's going to be some guys that don't make the team that are going to have some interesting names. But you know, if the other cornerbacks play great, and then a guy like Gillespie or Diablo, you know, these picks, Tanner Muse, remember him? He's third round pick last year, but seemed so long ago. If these guys can be, you know, special teams war daddies, like Tanner Muse said he was going to be, maybe Nixon isn't guaranteed. So I think that's something to really watch for in camp. I think there's a lot of great battles to expect, and I think that's one of them. So I'm excited to see it. This week I did my AFC West, and I'm going to wrap up the show on this quick show. It was not a busy week at all. And that's okay. The busy times are coming. I don't have to sit here and drone. That's not what I like to do. I like getting in, being dynamic with the news, and getting out. Because your time is valuable. I did an AFC West, all AFC West team. I think I had 8 Chiefs, 7 Chargers, 4 Broncos, and 3 Raiders. That counts to 22. I didn't do special teams. I just did offense, defense. So does that mean I think the Raiders are the least talented team? No. It's just the way it fell, you know. It's just, some teams are strong at same positions. Some, you know, there's some positions that aren't strong. It's just the way I think the Raiders are a deeper, better team than the Denver Broncos. And I think they'll have a better record than the Denver Broncos. I'm not expecting much from the Denver Broncos. I'm kind of expecting something from the Chargers. They got a really good team. And they've had a good team. They've had crazy coaching decisions. I think Brandon Staley is going to be a good coach. If they get good offensive play calling and smart clock management, that was an issue last year. Chargers could be good if they can stay healthy. And that's always an issue with the Chargers. Can they stay healthy? Chiefs to the Chiefs. But yeah, just because I had 3 Raiders on my team doesn't mean I think they're like the really way back crap team. My guys who made the team were Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller, and Jonathan Hankins at defensive tackle. And when I started that exercise, I didn't know if I was going to have Hankins. But defensive tackle is not a real deep position in the division. And Hankins deserves it. Now, if Frank Clark at defensive end from Kansas City doesn't play, got himself in some hot water illegally, Yannick Ngakoue would be on the team. You know, so I wrote that too. So, yeah, I mean, they got four guys. Hey, the Bears are just going to have to be healthy, and they're going to have some young guys really quick, and it's just going to come together, and let's see what happens. But it's coming quick. It's going to be 2 weeks, and we're excited, and the news is going to start really happening fast and furious. So there's a quick show. I'm cool with it. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. And you guys have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. It's summer. Stay cool and enjoy yourself. Talk to you later.